and it depends on what part of town you're in. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon shroud. About an hour and a half ago, we had a torrential downpour, especially in the Liberty Hills area. We appreciated that good rain. We could always use that for the backyard gardens and the flowers, but right now the sun is bright and shining, and we've had a good crew already come through shroud today. Tommy Mitchell, along with Terry Merrill. Terry, good afternoon to you, kind sir. Good to see you.
Tommy, how are you?
Good to be here, man. It is great to be here, and we're going to have Coach's Corner today. We'd love to be at Stroud's. You can feed a family of four for $15.99. You get it with that pulled pork. You get it with their baked chicken. You can get it, with different sides of baked either baked potato. You get it with the pan of salads, all baked beans. They just macaroni and cheese. The items are endless, and the food is great. Right here at Stroud's.
The hits just keep on coming. Stormy, we've got Titans football right after the show. About 6:30, we'll head down to Nissan Stadium as the Minnesota Vikings come calling. And the last, finally, exhibition game before it really means something next week.
Yeah, exhibition games are titanic waste time and effort. I know it's a culling process for the NFL. It does mean something for players that will hopefully make the practice squad, maybe land another contract with another team. There'll be 53 on the Titans roster. I think it's pretty much set right now in concrete. And the main thing is not to get anybody else hurt, because unfortunately there's been several Titans that have not practiced much during the preseason. Brian Arakpo, the great outside linebacker, being one of them, and Corey Davis, the wide receiver, yet to catch a pass in preseason. So the Titans didn't look so good the other night. Then again, I'm not so sure in coach's mind it really matters this time of year.
I guess that's true. It's two schools of thought. Exhibition season doesn't really mean anything unless you're trying to make the team, or it does. So we'll find out next week when they travel to Miami to open up for the Dolphins. Stormy, the world is right, though. You know why?
The world is right.
The world is right tonight. College football is finally here. There are games tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I love it.
I called my doctor and I said, Doc, can we come back on my medication? Because college football's here. We got pro football's here and high school football. And he said, no. I went, what?
Well, that's a good...
He said, in your case, you better double your medication. So I don't
That's right. Me. That's right. Well, at least you remember it if you have to take it. But, yeah, a big high school agenda.
Remember what? No.
Yeah, right. That was related to another story we talked about last week. So, and I know it wasn't funny, but that's okay. Anyway, big weekend for high school football. We'll be talking about that. Also, you've got a big game tomorrow night, and we'll be talking with Centennial Cougars head coach Matt Kreisky, who will be here this afternoon in just a few minutes.
He is. He's bringing two players with him. Also, Joey Gustafson, who's caught some beautiful touchdown passes already, and Jerriel Wilson, better known as Woo Woo.
Woo Woo, yeah. He's gained right at 200 yards rushing. He's a good football player, and he's going to the P.
He is a great football player.
He is. He really is. So we'll get his take on their big game with Independence tomorrow night, and we'll have our full high school segment, I guess, about 6 o'clock.
Yep.
As we move on.
And after we transition after that at 6:30, stay with us. Right after that, we're going to segue right into the Titans coverage. They're playing Minnesota tonight in the last preseason ball game. And I would imagine if you're going to the ball game and you're expecting to see a starter from the Titans, you're wasting your time.
That's a fact. I'd say that's a safe assumption.
Wait a minute. Johnny Hunt, look at that load of files Johnny's got back there. Look at that.
Mariota may not even dress up tonight.
Mariota.
You know men about names, Stormy.
Terry.
Mariota
nope.
Will not. I'm
like the say, planet Mars.
I said maybe he won't dress up tonight. That's just me. That's probably not true. Anyway, let's talk a little college tomorrow. We open up tonight, rather, Stormy. They open up tonight. But I thought we might review the SEC real quick, see what's going on. A few big key games, actually really big games. Locally, Vanderbilt hosting MTSU. Brent Stoxel's last year.
Been watching him play a long time.
MTSU, a long time, Stormy, a long time.
We watched him at Eagle.
You've just got to hope. That's right. You've just got to hope he's healthy all year long, because what a great player he is.
He's going to make a fine coach.
And Vanderbilt's a four-point favorite in that game Saturday night.
I've heard that line go up, down, back, four round. I heard it.
Well,
no telling.
And you're going to pick who?
I picked Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I did too.
I picked the Doors. I don't feel good about it. I got to tell you something. That's a great academic institution. But what they know about football, I saw it. Now, Derek Mason, my apologies, coach, you're doing a wonderful job with what little they're giving you to do. It. Great athletes. But the administration, what the administration knows about football, wouldn't fill up a thimble.
Well, when they say they're not going to upgrade the stadium, that's enough for me.
Don't get me started. I'll have to go take more blood pressure medicine.
So, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, that's true. Vanderbilt MTSU Saturday. So, I mean, here's a really good ball game. Two top 10 teams. This is going to be a dandy. Auburn, a 2.5-point favorite over fifth-ranked Washington. That game's in Atlanta. That's a Chick-fil-A kickoff game, I guess, for lack of a better word.
That's a home game for Auburn.
Yeah, it really is. 2:30 Saturday afternoon. And I don't know. I swing back and forth on that. That's two really good teams, though. And whoever loses should not give up the ship because it's a long season. But what do you think about that one?
I got to go with Auburn. Sidman's still a quarterback for Auburn. I got a feeling they're going to be fine. I don't know. Can't remember the quarterback's name. It just went blank. Not up on the college yet, but he's a great quarterback coming in for Washington. He can
swing. Yes.
Should be a fun game.
And they've got a really good coach, too. So, but I think if you really weigh it all out, maybe the home field advantage for Auburn could be the key.
What's the line? 3-4?
2.5.
2.5. I said 3-point. 3-point game.
And by the way, we'll have when we get into our high school segment, Stormy, we've got Murphy Fair, the guru's upset special of the week, and I'll leave it at that. He's going to do this every week for us, and when we get to that point in the show, we'll certainly mention that.
Wait a minute. You're holding out on me, in other words.
We're not on our high school yet, so
you're not showing. You're not showing your card. I'll wait.
I'm not showing my hand. No.
I'm a patient man.
I'm not showing. Well, everybody's got to know his limitations.
I'm a patient man. I'll wait. I'll stay here with bated breath.
Well, you just, it's like you got to wait for your Stroud's fix, so let's wait.
Now you're pushing me to my limit. I got to wait till 6:30 to wait.
Yep.
Johnny, look at that motor fire.
I can't look back, Stormy. Don't do that to me.
I'm looking at me. They got him extra crispy, and he's, man, I'm telling you, it's so aromatic in here. I'm having trouble talking because I'm salivating.
Well, turn the air down because I'm dressed for the occasion tonight.
I was going to say, Terry, I didn't know. Look, wool jacket,
blooded
dog jacket.
And I'm
wearing them in August.
Well, you're going to be over there shivering in a few minutes.
Now, you didn't see. I brought my hoodie.
Well, you didn't put it on last week, but we'll see.
I'll let you have it.
Well, I may need it too.
Please let me have your sweat.
Tommy, the Alabama Crimson Tide, number one preseason. They'll play Saturday night. They're 25-point favorite over Bobby Petrino's Louisville Cardinals. Any problem with that, you see?
No.
Do we need to move on?
The only indecision is how long Tua's going to start at quarterback. Write it down. Jalen Hurts is not going to start. He's not versatile enough, and he's going to be upset, but Tua's going to start at quarterback. Hurts is one-dimensional.
It's going to be interesting. Alabama's really lost a couple of really good linebackers in preseason. They don't have a lot of depth there.
No, another 64 five-star.
You may not notice it against Louisville, but down the road, who knows?
Well, let me pull over real quick. And I said this last week, I'll say it again. On one of the SEC network, they had Roll Tide, whatever. And basically, it was similar to Hard Knocks. And they did it at Alabama. And the more I listened to Nick Saban, the more I sat in awe of the man. He is a firm disciplinarian. There's no BS to that man. He calls it as he sees it. When he corrects a young man, he's a teacher. He's got a teacher's coach's heart, puts his arm around his son. This is what you did. This is what I don't want you to do. And this is what will work best.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's how he corrects them. And they holler at him to get their attention. But when he talked to him in a slower, controlled tone. I have the utmost, and all my Tennessee friends are gagging right now. I apologize. I have the utmost respect, Coach Saban, after watching him do his thing. No wonder the man wins like he does.
Well, you know, and the thing I've always, and you know how I felt about Alabama, but I will say this. I agree with you, and I will say this about him. You never hear him badmouth the competition.
Never.
You never hear him trash talk about any team or any player or any coach.
He says, if we take care of our business, it doesn't matter what they do or who they are. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
And I love that.
So they're going to roll probably over Louisville, 25-point favorite. Tell me, interesting, 2:30 CBS Saturday, Tennessee's Vols under new coach Jeremy Pruitt take on the West Virginia Mountaineers, who, by the way, are ranked 17th in the country.
I think that.
And they're 10-point favorites.
I think they should be lower than that. That Will Greer, who transferred from Florida, is mentioning strong candidate for the Heisman. This young man can play.
Yeah, he's got two All-American receivers, too.
They
at least one
can play. And the only regret I have about that ball game, it's not a Saturday night game.
Is it true?
If it's pretty Saturday, I'm sorry. I'm not sitting inside to watch a football game on a pretty day.
It's at 2:30 in Charlotte.
Well, that's like I said, I will not be sitting inside watching.
And we still don't know, as you alluded to earlier with the Alabama situation, we don't know who the starting quarterback's going to be yet for the Volunteers.
Garen Thomas.
Probably so.
He's going to play.
The
kid, the transfer from Stanford, don't know his name, bottom line is, unless Garen Tonnell just comes out there and lays an egg, he's not going to play.
I would say the defense is going to be better, but you may not know it because I just don't see him being able to stop that passing attack with Greer and those two good receivers.
The cornerbacks are young. I'm hoping this new coaching staff knows how to coach up a player. One thing, I'm going to be nice tonight. Bush Jones could recruit. He could recruit. But once he got him there, he's like, if you put me in a Ferrari, I wouldn't know what to do with it.
Right.
If you put me in an airplane, it looked pretty. I looked good sitting in it, but I wouldn't know how to fly. Well, that's the way Bush Jones was. He had some great athletes, but he had no clue on how to take them to the next level. I'm hoping for the Tennessee fans that Jeremy Pruitt knows how to coach them up, take a three-star and make him a four-star, two-star and make him a three.
Yeah.
They got to learn to coach him up.
Well, he was smart enough to hire an outstanding coaching staff that he knew about him. He'd coached with most of them, and he knows who he's got on his staff. And I think you're going to see a different mindset with Tennessee, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
And it's going to take some time.
Sure.
Patience.
Sure.
Tennessee fans, lower your expectations. Take additional blood pressure medicine, but please lower your expectations. It's going to take. They were 0-8 last year in the SEC. Wait a minute. Listen to me. 0-8. If they're 4-4, count your blessing.
6-6 this year?
If they're 6-6, a bowl, if they make 6-6, they should have a parade in Knoxville.
You may see that. They see that.
And then they can talk about how they're going to win the SEC the next year, which they're not going to do, but they can at least have fun thinking about it.
Well, the recruiting is going pretty well, so we'll see what happens. Matt Kreisky on the way, Centennial, and Independence tomorrow night.
It is. The league watched the Independence play last week. We'll go into that in high school later. Independence firepower. I'll just say this. If you haven't watched a good high school football game this year, come to Centennial tomorrow night. First of all, beautiful stadium. Field has been redone, totally redone, the best grass surface in the mid-state area, the best, because the Tennessee Titans came down and redid it for them, and they practiced it a couple times. Wonderful atmosphere. You'll enjoy the crowd interaction between the two schools, and you'll see a really talented Centennial team with this Gerald Wilson, or the new quarterback. The Grayson Marcel kid's really doing well. Joey Gustafson, that we're going to interview her later. Coach Christie's got him playing well. He's run into a bus all the first 2 weeks, but watch the Cougars. And on the other side of the ledger, Independence got T.J. Sheffield. I had one word I kept using last week in the broadcast. He was unstoppable.
Yep.
The yards after catch were phenomenal.
And he's headed to Purdue, who just happens to be on television tonight, Boilermakers.
And the coach is Jeff Brom,
who played at
Louisville, kept flinging it all over the yard. The bottom line is Mr. T.J. Sheffield is going to have a lot of fun.
Tommy, let's move along with our college talk here. Here's an intriguing game to me. Sunday night, by the way, the only Sunday game, I believe, on the collegiate scene, 6:30 on ABC, Miami's Hurricanes under Mark Richt, a 3-point favorite over LSU's Bengal Tigers. That game will be played in Dallas at Jerry Jones Stadium. What do you think about that one?
Miami is going to be a lot better this year. I would take Miami, yes. I'm not a betting man, but if I had to be, that's what I would take.
If you had a list of coaches on the hot seat, you got to believe Ed Orgeron is in that category. Especially if he ends up 7-5 or something like that.
He is in an absolutely no-win scenario.
Right.
He came in and he does a wonderful job as an interim coach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seems to be his short-term motivational is progress, but the long-term, at least in the past, has not played out that way. For his sake, I'd like to see him succeed.
Oh, yeah.
I would say that he maybe learned something at his former debacle at LSU or other.
Yep. So, I mean, here's the game that you better look out for. Number 3-ranked Georgia's Bulldogs will host my Austin Peay State Governors at 2:30 in between the hedges. If you want to pick an upset special,
oh, Terry.
There it is.
Terry, no. Wait, hold on.
Hey.
Somebody call me in. Hey.
We're just excited to finally have a winning program again after 15 years.
Terry.
No, I'm being facetious. It's a money game. We're going to get the money and go back to Clarksville and then you're getting the OBC. That's okay.
Somebody get his medication. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm over my medication. But, hey, what a turnaround. We'll see what they do if it's not 50 to nothing. Maybe. What's that, Coach? Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's not, but probably he ain't playing tomorrow night.
No, it's going to be a long day between the heads. Fourth-ranked Wisconsin is a 34-point favorite over Western Kentucky.
Oh, poor Western. I'll tell you what.
And
Wisconsin's really got a defense.
Ohio State, a 37-point favorite over Oregon State. By the way, I saw an article that came in late this afternoon. One of the board members resigned after that fiasco we talked about last week.
You mean there's
Urban
one
Meyer.
Person in the state of Ohio that actually had character and integrity?
He was actually the one who was not satisfied with just suspending Urban Meyer two or three games.
They should have fired him.
That's what he thought, too. That's why he retired. That's why he resigned. So, well, a lot of people thought.
I will not, you know, I got a lot of friends that are Ohio State alumni and former players. One of my favorite is Chris Sanders, you know, former Tennessee Titan. But I got to be honest with you. I hope they go 0-11.
No, I hear you, too. Stormy, we want to take a break in a minute and get ready for Coach Raskin since he's here.
Well, let's don't rush him because young man over there just pulled up some barbecue nachos.
Is Coach going to eat first?
He's not going to eat.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we can go ahead and get him going.
He's probably going to have a salad when he gets home.
Stormy, real quick, Kentucky versus Central Michigan. No problem for the Wildcats. An interesting game before we
take. Wait a minute. The Chippewas might.
17-point underdog.
Okay, never mind.
Forget it. But here's a good one. Texas Tech minus 2.5 against the Ole Miss Rebels.
That game scares me to death. You know what they mentioned that the other day? I heard this guy from Vegas talking. He said, "You don't believe this? Texas Tech has defense this year." And I went,
"Well, I believe that when I see it."
I fainted. I came to about 30 minutes later after he said that. I couldn't believe he said that.
Well, who did we pick on that anyway? Texas Tech?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'd say that's all set. Jimbo Fisher gets it underway. The Aggies host Northwestern State, and that game is tonight, as a matter of fact.
Where is Northwestern State?
I think it's in Texas.
Northwestern. What state of what? State of confusion?
I think, the coach today was talking about taking a bus ride, so I'm assuming it's pretty close to College Station, but who knows?
There's nothing close to College Station.
Well, that's true. Well, it depends on what you call close.
Navasoto's close by. Conroe's close by.
Eastern Illinois at Arkansas. Charleston Southern at Florida.
All right, get past it.
And that's the SEC right there.
That was going to matter.
Here's a big game. Michigan.
Notre Dame.
The Wolverines started out as a 2-point favorite showing, but during the week, their leading receiver is not going to play.
I know they
And now Notre Dame is 1-point.
I know.
But I still like Michigan to win that game.
Yeah, you think their defense is going to do it. We're going to find out.
All right.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a quick 2-minute break. Let's get Coach Matt Kreisky over here. We're not going to bother Joey because he is knee-deep over there in barbecue nachos, and he wouldn't come over here if we paid him. He's got that good barbecue nachos workaround. Well, let's take quick 2 minutes. This is Coach's Corner here on AM 950.
Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99 at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of a side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade at Stroud's Barbecue. Right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four for $15.99. 615-595-0200. Open 7 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 6 on Sunday. That's Stroud's Barbecue right here in Williamson County.
Hello, this is Garth Bolden with Gateway Tire and Service Center. Located on Cool Springs Boulevard and McEwen Drive in Franklin, Tennessee, Gateway Tire and Service Center is your local Yokohama tire dealer, and we're proud to have served Williamson County for over 25 years. With each new Yokohama tire purchase, you'll receive free lifetime tire rotation and balance, manufacturer's warranty, and road hazard warranty. Call 615-771-7080 and receive valuable discounts when you mention that you heard about us on WAKM Radio, AM 950.
For over 60 years, the voice of Williamson County, AM 950 WAKM Franklin.
A job well done, what a pleasant comment to hear. Trophy House Awards can make this recognition that special people deserve become a reality by creating custom plaques, acrylic and crystal awards, and gifts. Their staff can create an awards program for your sales team or volunteers that will motivate deserving people to future success. Trophy House is located in Williamson Square in front of Hobby Lobby on Highway 96, and their website is trophyhouse.com. When you think of recognition, think of Trophy House Awards.
I'm Derby Jones, publisher and CEO of the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine, and I'm very lucky to be surrounded by professionals.
I'm Brandy Blanton, publisher of Southern Exposure Magazine. We bring you local people doing local things with great photography, incredible color, and a commitment to bringing you what makes our community great.
I'm Cassie Jones, director of sales for the Williamson Herald and Southern Exposure Magazine. We tell the stories of America's greatest county.
I'm sports editor Joe Williams. Not only do we cover local sports, we have fun with local sports, and it shows.
Hey, everybody, this is Stormy Mitchell, and we're back at Stroud's Barbecue. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon in Coach's Corner. Don't know if the practice got rained out of Centennial. It was raining to my house at 3:30 this afternoon. All the players got in and off the field. They were out there dodging lightning bolts like I did jumping in my car. But we got Coach Matt Kreisky from the Centennial Cougars. We're going to be in the Cougar Den tomorrow night as we bring you the AM 950 Game of the Week. Coach, good to have you here at Stroud's today.
I appreciate it, man. I'm glad Terry's here along with us. If he wouldn't have been here, I don't know if I would have came tonight.
Well, I understand, but you don't come for us. You come for the Stroud's Barbecue.
That's right. And they got good food here.
Doesn't hurt our feelings. We understand that, but that's good stuff. Glad to have you. Before we get into the football scenario, let me ask a couple quick questions. One, I just out of curiosity, first of all, what a great job y'all did hosting the Titans about 3 weeks ago. How did that come about?
Well, 2 years ago, they contacted us about coming to practice. Would we be interested? Of course, we'd be interested. So first year, you kind of trial and error, but we had my booth. Club administration, everybody all chipped in to make sure everything went well. So about May this year, they called back and they said, well, you know, we've been looking at some other places to go, but we keep coming back to the idea of going back to Centennial because everything seemed like it went smoothly and everything was good. So would you be interested in for us to come back for year two? And we were, of course. So it's a neat event. Kids get to go walk on the field before practice, hang out with the players. They get to see what an NFL practice is like. So, you know, they get to compare it to what we do each day. So it's a win-win for the Titans and also the Centennial community.
Well, I said, no, you were out there with your beautiful wife and Griffin with your little son and having a big time. What did you take away from watching them practice?
My biggest thing is, you know, like I said, is you get the kids to see, you know, we're doing some of the same things Tennessee Titans are doing. So you know, they can see, well, we're not, you know, just practicing.
It's not something crazy you just conjured up.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what we take from it. And also the relationship that we've been able to with the Titans coaches. We had three of their coach, the offensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, and then another assistant. All three of them brought their children to our youth camp this summer. So we've been able to develop a relationship with their staff. It's been really great.
That's fantastic. Also, tell our listeners, in the past, we've all kind of have watched that games there since 96. We've all kind of looked at that field sometimes, and it's been a steady improvement. Yeah. Tell our listeners what they've done for Centennial for that beautiful field. Because it's the best turf field right in around now.
Yes, sir. The first year they came in, they replaced the entire sprinkler system, which was, and you could tell, a world of difference after they got done. They also, like, fertilized, top dress, sodded. So they, from Memorial Day until August 3rd, they took over our field, told us to leave it alone. Their whole entire crew and grounds crew that works on the Titans field. So they did an outstanding job. So all we got to do is keep it maintained throughout the season. So it's what they do is an outstanding job. We really appreciate it.
It looked like Augusta National when we were out there. I was truly blown away and amazed. Well, let me ask you this also. You're athletic director at Centennial, football coach, your husband, your dad. How do you balance all that?
Man, it's tough. it seemed like this week I've been getting home around 8 o'clock each night, so I get to see the kids, you know, 45 minutes an hour before they go to sleep. So that's the tough part about this job. But being around the kids at Centennial is great. I love it. Love every second of it. I went and traded for the world. My wife, she actually came with the JV game on Monday night against Brentwood, so she brought the kids up there. She's really great about bringing the kids to practice. We do pasta on Wednesday night with the kids, so she brings my kids up there, let them hang around the kids. When you ask Jariel and Joey, they both have a great – I got a 3-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old son. And all the kids on the team know both of them, hang around. My son comes in the locker room before the game, so it's just a great experience. I grew up in a high school locker room, I know what it meant to me growing up, and so I want my son to experience the same thing. So it's just, it's a neat experience. It's something that he'll always remember. And you know, it's great for, seeing Jariel and Joey and all them, hanging around my kids.
We've got Coach Matt Kreisky here today. We're on Coach's Corner. He's Jariel and Joey. He's going to eat with, no, they're not even making a dent in those barbecue nachos, but I'm not going to rush them. We're going to take their time. They can have banana pudding if the coach allows it. We'll carb up for tomorrow night. But Kerry, I know you've got some.
Coach, I was going to ask something strong. Comey just alluded to, that is your job as athletic director now for, what, a couple of years, I guess. Tell us about the responsibilities that that job entails above and beyond just being your, not just being a head football coach, but in other words, there are other things that go along with that job that you don't do when you are just coaching.
You know, first thing, you know, kind of overseeing all the sports at Centennial and not only overseeing the field, but, you know, not only seeing the football field, but there's baseball, softball, and soccer. So, you know, dealing with all the athletes Centennial with TSSAA, make sure eligibility, roster, transportation is taken care of for them, you know, and any issues going on with the athletic side. I'm very fortunate now. We got Coach Jarrett Jones, who's now our athletic principal. So he's, I'd be honest with you, man, he's saved me quite a bit. He's taken a lot off my plate because he knows being a coach and being a coach in ADR. So he's really helped me, and then we've kind of tag teamed this deal. So I really appreciate him coming over and joining us at Centennial.
I was gonna say, and he did a great job getting us set up tomorrow night. Are you kidding? I think you're kidding. He said you're gonna have me sitting on the roof. That's just what my
probably can't climb up those steps anymore.
I'm thinking that my orthopedic surgeon he may come operate on you on that one. But we're not worried about that. But thank you for having us tomorrow. Looking forward to being the Cougar Den. And yes, JJ got back to me very quickly on the night on the setup, and then got the two deep charge. And I want to thank coaches in advance. I know we, Terry, when you did this for 21 years, you had a full-time job. I have a full-time. This is not our full-time job. This is our full-time hobby.
Love of the game.
Well, it's for the love of the game, and we have 15,000 other things to do with family and jobs and being self-employed, and I'm on Crime Stoppers Board. Bottom line is, when we get stuff, answer why that makes such a difference. So thank you.
Coach, tough loss last week against Hendersonville, your second home game, as you start the season. You got your third one tomorrow, but tell us a little bit about your thoughts. I know it's not a pleasant subject, but overall, how do you think your team played looking back, and maybe some of the bright spots that you had or some of the players that that played well?
Well, you know, I'm not here to make any excuses or anything, but, you know, we're young in some areas. We started four new offensive linemen, all four juniors, you know, and also along with that, our quarterback is his first two games starting. I saw improvement out of the offensive linemen from game one to game two. And also, you asked Grayson Marcel, a junior first-time starter for Centennial at the quarterback position, to walk out and play a perfect game against Ravenwood. You know, that's, you know, let's be honest, we would have had to been perfect in all areas for just about four quarters to walk away with that victory. Coach Daniels and Ravenwood, they've got an outstanding squad. I was highly impressed with them. Their fight, you know, we were able to jump out in front of them. Those kids never laid down. That was real impressive, you know, to see at the high school level. Those kids fought and fought to the end, and they were able to wear us down and come out with the victory. Then last week against Hendersonville, again, you know, our depth is an issue at Centennial. It's kind of frustrating. You know, you look at Brentwood, Franklin, and these other schools, and Ravenwood, you know, they got 80-plus kids on the sideline. We stay around 60 at Centennial. It is what it is. But you know, our efforts there, our kids out there, they're giving 110%. They're doing everything we're asking them doing. You know, we're just come up on the short end of the stick right now. But I have no doubt these guys will continue to fight no matter what happens tomorrow night. They're going to fight for the entire season, and they're going to come out victory. And, you know, not only in this season, during times, but also in life.
Well, they understand that whoever, and I'm kind of poking fun here, whoever set up this horrendous schedule.
Again, who's the AD again? I don't know.
No, bless your heart. I mean, when they redid the realignment, everybody was scrambling to find games. And when we looked at your schedule last year and this year, first thing I went was, oh, my word. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yes. There's no, you know, even in our non-region games, there's not any off weeks. We play Hendersonville, who they lost to a really good Blackman team. And so I expect them to win, you know, 8 or 9 games this year. You know, this week we got Independence. Their only loss is to Oakland, one of the top two teams in the state.
Yep.
You know, so we got Independence this week. And then next week we got Cane Ridge, who, you know,
who's that athletic?
Yeah. So it's, you know, it is what it is. You know, we you know, my thing about it is, when we were looking for games, you know, we could have went to Memphis, we could have went far east Tennessee. You know, I wanted to play a little bit closer games, and also, you know, I didn't want to give kids a false sense of security. We could have played some teams, and we could have beat some teams pretty badly. But that's not what it's about. I wanted you to get us ready, one for our region play, and two for the playoffs. You know, these kids are gonna be battle tested by week 10. They've been through the gauntlet. tournament. So if we're good enough to make the playoffs, we'll be in. I got full confidence in this group of young men because these past 2 weeks you could easily hung your head. These kids have not hung their head. They keep fighting. They come to work every day. So, you know, I told somebody yesterday, we just need one win. We get one win, and I think we can get the ball going. I've had coaches call me and send us on film. They said, man, you know, y'all are a really good team. Y'all probably the best 0-2 team we've seen. You know, even talking to Coach Blade this week, you know, he said, you know, his quote was, I hope you don't unleash those dogs this week against us. So, you know, again, if we can just get that first victory, I feel like we'll get the confidence we need to carry us out through the season.
Well, it's amazing. You're starting off, and we're not refusing trade secrets, but the young man that just ate an entire order, a big mega order of barbecue nachos, he still wants banana pudding, too. I don't know how he can handle it. But Mr. Gus, I'm going to get it close. He's going to correct me. Joey, it's called a boatload of Terry, I'm smart like you.
That's funny.
Oh, now you're showing off. You can't say Old Megwood. Well, don't go there. But he's caught a boatload of passes. What a connection just right off the bench, starting the ball game, have a young man like that. And then Gerald taking the kickoff, running it back. I mean, you guys coming out like a house on fire. I know depth has been an issue. It always is. And playing, let me ask this. And we've heard some other coaches and very succinct opinions. What about three games in August? Okay. You tell our listeners.
Yeah,
he shook his head and he rolled his eyes.
You know, you can only imagine, I mean, out there today, you know, Thursday practice, you know, everybody's drenched in sweat, especially after it rains in the afternoon, and he comes out. It's tough. You know, I wish they would back it up a week or two, you know, maybe just not have an off week and everybody plays, you know, maybe start this week and everybody plays 10 weeks straight, you know, because it's really tough in the month of August. I mean, you think about it, you know, we're putting the pads on mid-July, you know, but we come back from dead period, 1 week in helmets, and then we're putting the pads on going. And you think the teams that make the state championship, you know, it's a, you know, about a 20-week grind for them. So you're talking about, you know, you want to get on the health side and all these injuries. If we really want to protect these kids, we probably need to scale back, push the games back, and protect these kids. Maybe shorten the season if we have to, or shorten the playoffs. You know, that's one thing. You know, maybe shorten the playoffs so it's, you know, helping the kids out and you know, at least from the contact aspect of it.
Would you like to see two teams from a region instead of four?
You know, I mean, it wouldn't be bad. You know, it'd be tough because you know, you always want to get in when you feel like you are. But yeah, it would be basically starting, you know, second round quarterfinals right there going, and it'd be some really good competition. Because, you know, you see some, I don't think with us, the region we're matched up with, but some of those regions you see, you know, look at the Rutherford County region. They all four swept the last region. So if you knock it down to two teams from each region, so it's a little different story. And also, you probably protecting these kids a little bit.
Well, I can understand the heat. I got out yesterday. It was yesterday. Worked in the yard, 92, 3 degrees. And I'm out there 3-4 hours. I came in. All I want to do, I stuck the garden hose over my head, and I thought, gosh, how are these kids putting on a helmet, shoulder pads, out there knocking each other down? You knock me down, I just lay there and would have died. So I don't know how to do it.
Coach, you mentioned depth. Alex Wall, your leading tackler from last week anyway, maybe your total leading tackler, but I understand he's going to be out with an injury tomorrow night. Can you tell us how that affects the defense and who you're going to have step up?
We're going to have this young man over here play a little bit more defense, Dario Wilson. You know, we try to keep him off of the defensive side of the ball just because, you know, we like to give him the ball and let him have as many touches as possible. You saw last week he had 9 touches for 143 yards. You know, we'd like to double that, maybe 18 touches for almost 300 yards.
It's not a bad average.
You know, it's going to be tough on him. He's going to have to get more reps on defense than what he's used to. Zay Pickens, who we've kind of shuffled the secondary around last week, is going to go back to safety. Dave Amos, who had an interception against Ravenwood in the first game, he's going to play some more defense this week, too. So we kind of help steal Jarrell and let him get some rest when we're on defense. But he wants to be on the field, so, you know, I'm the one that tries to keep him off. He's the one over here begging me to, you know, he's a team guy. He wants to do what's best for the team, you know. But like you said, it's going to be hot tomorrow night, so we got to do what's in the best interest of him and not wear him down too early.
Well, Gerald had a good week last week, 104-3 yards rushing and 9 carries. So I guess the real coaching expertise is in other words, I guess the decision is which side of the ball do you want to have him on more than the other, because, you know, averaging over 100 yards for the first two games right now, that's a pretty good offensive clout.
Yes, it is, you know, and, you know, I talked to numerous coaches about this situation, but I feel like the guys that are playing on defense where he would be playing are you know, they're just against him and they're going to give us quality rep. So I want to make sure he's fresh and ready to go when we're on offense because, like you've seen, he can score at any point in time. It could, you know, it could just be a simple play that we're trying to get 4 or 5 yards on, and next thing you know, he look up, he squeaks through there, and he's on an 80-yard touchdown run. So he's a dynamic player, like you mentioned earlier. He's committed to Austin Peay, and they're getting one special young man. I can't wait to see him in the future, see him playing at Austin Peay. Man, my kids are going. My little one's going to be on the sideline watching him for the next 4 years. Whenever he's at Austin Peay, I'm really excited for him. If you would seen him his sophomore year and seen him now, the maturity level, it's unbelievable. I'm so proud of that young man.
Well, I remember. It seems to me it was third game of the year when he was a sophomore. You had two running backs that were out. He was playing cornerback and had not played running back. I think maybe since Pee Wee Ball or something. I think his first game. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm close. I think he had 236 yards in that first ball game. 4 touchdowns. I went, wait a minute. He did what?
No years of eligibility left after this year, right?
No, I wish there was. Wish we could get him one more year.
That's good stuff. Terry, we got some more questions. We got Coach Matt Christ here from Centennial from Cougar Den tomorrow night as we have our AM 950 game of the week with the Eagles and the Cougars.
That's good. Good lead in, Stormy. Coach, let's talk about Independence. Had a big win last week over Summit. You had a close game with them last year. I think 5-point difference. That came out on top. But what about this Independence team? Is it a typical Scott Blade team? We know they've got a good quarterback. We know they got a couple of really good receivers, one going to Division I school. But just your thoughts, how has it been to prepare for this team for the game tomorrow night?
Them offensively, you mentioned Cisco, his outstanding quarterback, you know, Sheffield, also their running back, Tyrus Jackson. Then they got Isaac. Is it, I just went blank, their other slot receiver?
Isaac Carr, number 6.
Yeah, They got weapons all over the field. So hopefully we can contain them, we can slow them down, and eliminate the big plays. If we can do those things, it gives us a chance in the fourth quarter. I think we'll give them a pretty good ball game. You know, we got to eliminate the negative plays. Not turn the ball over on offense, and defensively not missing tackles and not missing the assignments. But offensively, they have weapons all over the field, so we're gonna have to hopefully get a little pressure on Cisco, making rushing throws. And us offensively, again, we're going to feed Jariel, throw the ball to Joey, and maybe slow the game down a little bit, eat some clock up, and keep their offense off the field.
Oh, that's a dumb question, and you're not surprised. I see you got the young man on here named Ashari Hainsworth. I watched him play basketball. I watched him make 3-pointers from 28 feet against Brentwood. Time's expiring. I watched him dunk it one night. They almost had to replace the rims at Franklin. How's he transitioning into football?
I think he's finally getting used to it. It's been some experience for him. Tomorrow night, he'll play some receiver for us. He's also played some outside linebacker for us. He's a young man. If we'd have had him for 3 years, he'd probably be a totally different player. Mm-hmm. I feel like, later on in the season, week 7, 8, 9, 10, you probably see a totally different player. He's like you said, he's a really competitive player, but he's come a long way. We like to, get the ball in his hands. We like to throw it up to him, throw some screens to him. He's very athletic and competitive. So he should have a great night tomorrow night.
Tell us how Grayson has worked in it as the junior quarterback. Because, he stepped into a role. I don't remember how much playing time he had last year, but how's he fit into his new role?
Yeah, he was behind Trey Stewart last year. He's doing great. He had a tremendous offseason working with Coach Glover, offensive coordinator and quarterback coach, really learning, studying the game, learning the offense. I think he's done well for, starting his first two games, adjusting well, not getting too high, not getting too low when things happen. I think, we're set pretty good at the quarterback position for the next 2 years.
Does he realize he was literally thrown into the lion's den with Hendersonville and Ravenwood?
I think he heard that from me all summer long, so I think he finally got
the point. I was just going to say, if there was any doubt in his mind, first of all, Ravenwood is notorious for defense, and Matt Daniels does a wonderful job. For y'all to put up 28 points on them was phenomenal.
Yes, sir.
Coach, if you look at the stats, which we do, of course, each team has given up right at 40 points a game on defense. With that said, would you look for a high-scoring game, maybe a possible shootout, or do you think that it would seem to me that whichever defense can stand up might have a good opportunity to win the game?
Yes, the way both these offenses work, they're a spread type offense. I think both of us try to move kind of fast, try to wear other teams down. Whoever's defense doesn't get worn down too bad and can hang and not give up too many big plays. I think, you know, that team will have the advantage. You know, and also the heat. The heat's going to play a factor, if it, you know, depending on if it's raining or not. I think that'll have a huge factor. Which team is in better shape? You usually wouldn't say that about week three, but it is what it is. You know, like I said, it's our third game in August, so that probably will play a huge factor. As teams and people maybe cramp up that should be in the game. So you're going to have to rely on some depth and probably some younger kids that you're not accustomed to, that's not accustomed to playing.
Well, according to the weather, it is going to be raining. Probably, like it's happening, 70-80% chance, 2 to 3 o'clock, knocks down to 40, around 50% around game time. I'll have to admit, last Friday night at Independence, it was a nice night, but it was humid. Humidity was around 70-75%. And if there was one, there was at least 12 kids combined for both teams out cramped. I mean, and I don't know how much young men over here, they've been drinking Gatorade like there's no tomorrow. What else can you do? I mean, I know you're on them year round about hydration, eating the right foods, et cetera. What else?
Yeah, you got to make sure they're eating right, they're drinking enough water, drinking enough Gatorade. You know, at the end of the day, it comes down to them. They know what they're putting in their bodies. So, you know, we're not with them, you know, 24 hours a day. So we're only with them a certain amount of time. And the time we're with them, we got to make sure we also give them some Pedialyte and some other things that help with hydration. So hopefully everything will be fine on our end. But, you know, you just never know and never know what's going to happen.
Before we bring them over, tell us about your special teams. I mean, Centennial's been known as some really good place kickers over the past 2 or 3 years. And a kid that went to Tennessee Tech had a 57-yarder against Mount Juliet. That was 3 or 4 years ago. Just how's your special teams look?
Doing well, like you mentioned earlier, we returned the kickoff. Jarrell returned the first open kickoff against Ravenwood. Johnny Crouch is our punter and kicker. He started last year as a sophomore. He's putting majority of his kickoffs in the end zone. He's also averaged punting the ball between 40 and 50 yards.
Wow.
So he can flip the field for us. So I think that's been a bright spot for us as our special team. So we hope to continue that. It's usually you see in this league in Williams County, they usually have some pretty good kickers around. Independence actually has a really good kicker this year.
Weston Landry,
yes,
yeah,
sir. So
big foot,
yeah,
5'9", about 150. Foot's about this big. He can blast.
Yeah, so you see that around this league. And they work. Joey over here. He's actually our holder for field goal PAT. So I feel right now our special teams has been a plus for us.
Coach, we're gonna speak with Jarrell and Joe here in a minute. But looking down your schedule, you were talking about a minute ago. You say at Cane Ridge next week, then Dixon County. But we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the Kreisky Bowl, where you go against your brother on the 21st over at Riverdale. And also, if you could comment on, I noticed the Hillsborough game is going to be at Vanderbilt, and I was wondering, does that have anything to do with the fact that Hillsborough is playing all their games on the road this year?
Yes. First off, answering the Hillsborough question, they're playing all their games on the road, so it's their homecoming. They got it worked out to be at Vanderbilt. I tried to get it to play at our place on a Friday night, but Vanderbilt gave them, was able to work out a deal that Saturday, so we're playing October 6th at 1 o'clock at Vanderbilt Stadium. At first I was kind of skeptical about it, but I think it'll be good for the kids to go play at Vanderbilt Stadium, College Stadium. It'll be neat for them. Saturday afternoon game. Majority of them haven't done that. They've been in Pee Wee League, so it'll be good. It'll be something different, break up the monotony of Friday night. So we're excited about that. And then the other game you mentioned was Riverdale. I'm already ready for that one to get over with. Not playing wise, but it's just puts a lot of stress on me and my brother. We do a lot of talking throughout the week with whenever we're playing our opponents and things. It's going to be a tough week. They're always really good. They're down a little bit this year, but I'm sure it'll be a really tight game, tough game.
Your buddy Brian Coleman, too, who you coached with at Forest, I would have to ask you this. I think you told us last year, do you commiserate with him during the course of the season, or is that since you don't play him during the year? I guess
they do. They play him this year.
Well, that's true. That's true.
That's
right. Forgot about that.
Yeah,
so but when you talk to him and your brother, do y'all, is there trade secrets involved, or is it just kind of, hey, how do you do this, or how do you like to do that?
As long as we're not playing each other, we game plan for, we help each other out and give each other ideas. That's what's tough about the weekend whenever I play Coach Coleman or my brother, you know, because we're used to, you know, talking strategy because we know we all work together. So it's tough and it's hard. But again, Coach Coleman, you know, we really don't want to play each other. We couldn't find a game. So it's either drive to Memphis or drive to Chattanooga, Knoxville, wherever. So, you know, we thought an in-county game would be kind of neat. You know, we had two Williams County schools playing together. It would be a good game, good for the community. And again, for my brother, it's either go to Wray County or play a team that's 25-30 minutes away. So, you know, I think that was ideal for us. And so it's been neat. It's been fun. But I don't know what the rivalry we're going to continue at this year.
Well, so you may be going to Wray County next year when they redo the schedule.
Yeah. We may be going somewhere far next year.
Wray County run that wing team. Yeah. Coach Pemberton, oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
All you need is more wing team.
That's right.
You shake your head. So is there one defense or offense that you just absolutely go, oh, this is hard to plan for, and is that it?
Yeah, I think it's the wing team because, you know, we don't run the wing team, so then you try to simulate and practice.
Yeah. How do you get scout teams to run this?
It's tough. By the time you get them to run the way you want to, it's Thursday, so the week's pretty much over by then. But it's tough. You know, I think our kids did a great job trying to implement our game plan and what we wanted to do. We just wore down late and couldn't hang with them at the end.
That's one. Hey, bring Joey over here. He looks like he's about to nod off. Joey, come on, have a seat. Darrell, come over here too, bud. Might as well get you both over here.
Call me Joey Gustafson in the loss to Ravenwood. Caught 4 passes for 186 yards and 2 touchdowns. Joey, that's a full night's work, and that's only catching 4 balls.
Yeah, it worked out good. They took what they were giving me.
Well, what coverage did you see? I mean, was it a call play? Did you look up and they man on man, and you thought, hey, I'm going to blow by him?
Yeah, just about. Just called the right deep routes when they weren't playing deep. They just had an outside linebacker on me and was able to get down the field on him.
So are you as fast as Gerald?
I like to think I am, but I don't know about that one just quite yet.
Well, I mean, the four catches for what 186? Terry, that's what? That's 180?
That's
more than I ever caught, yeah?
So that's over 40 yards per catch, almost 50 yards per catch if you're doing the math. And then last week, he caught 4 for 35, but that's still an 8.8 per catch average, which is not too shabby.
That's strong. Well, how much time do you get to spend off season with your new quarterback?
Every day, just practicing routes, running through our route tree, just building up that trust that he has in me that I'm going to be where he thinks I am. So when he comes off his read, I'm that guy right there to bail him out so he doesn't even have to look.
How much help did 707 drills do during the wonderful, nice, cool, balmy days of July?
You know, as hot as it was, they were essential for us. You know, just being able to not have to worry about a pass rush, just strictly reading the defense, just getting in their holes and finding space to work with.
Sounds good, Terry.
Joey, you've got Independence tomorrow night. It's a big regional game for both teams. And if you look at it, we were talking with the coach just a second ago. They've given up quite a few points. What kind of opportunity do you see for the for your offense? And particularly in the passing game tomorrow night?
Well, every game, I hope, put up big numbers. But, I think we got the right game plan for this week, and I think we're going to be able to do some really good things for us.
Can we look for bombs away tomorrow night?
I guess you'll see tomorrow night.
I like that answer, Stormy.
Terry, you know, Scott's probably listening. Scott's wondering why we didn't get him invited this week, get him some more Strouds. But, you know,
he was there last week.
I know. It wasn't his turn. But I was going to say, Jarrell? Give him the phone.
Jarrell.
Oh, there you go. So, Terry, give him the phone. Actually, it's the microphone. First of all, we were discussing your breakout game as a sophomore. What was going through your mind? Because you were starting cornerback, and who else? I forgot who got hurt. It's been a couple of years.
We had two starting running backs. I was a sophomore that year, so we had a senior running back, Zion, and we had a junior running back, Matt Thurston.
Yes.
And so I took the starting role at free safety sophomore year, and we had two running backs go down. So we pulled me up to running back, and I've played running back before. I used to play it in middle school.
Right.
And I wanted Coach K to let me play running back sophomore year, but he never let me.
Well,
so it came to the point.
Was that kind of, you were, I think the term is, you announced your presence with authority?
I guess so, man. It was just like, when the opportunity came, I was like, I mean, I got to show them that I can play running back. And so it finally came, and I'm so glad I made an impact.
Had you practiced any on the offense? Or
that week,
how much had you?
That week, I practiced the offense and learned the plays, and we ran a lot of power because we had a really big O-line, so we just knew that we were the biggest strong.
Catenos are on that line.
Yeah.
They don't have any eligibility.
Yeah.
That's good. Real proud of you. Terry, no guest question.
Well, the first thing I wanted to say to Jerry was congratulations on your decision to attend Austin Peay, my alma mater, and we look forward, as Coach said too, to you having many big Saturdays up in Clarksville, and Coach Healy's got it going. So congratulations on that decision. I don't think you'll be disappointed. It's a great school. You're going to get a great education and play a lot of good football. So we'll look forward to watching you then. That should have been the last thing we said, Storm. But anyway, congratulations.
Thank you. It's an honor to commit to a great university. I got the offer sophomore year spring, and Coach Ergel came in and watched them, and Coach just called me out of class and told me to come to his office, and that's when he blessed me with an offer, and it was just great. And they've been consistent ever since. Coach Healy, I would go up to camps in summers. I went up to games, and they just showed me a lot of love, and I just knew that was the place for me.
I got a question. Did he extend the offer while you were at school?
He did. He told me that as long as I continue to work for my head coach and work in school, that he would be willing to grant me a scholarship.
Well, my question is, after he asked it to get... told you that, how did they scrape you off the ceiling to get you back to class?
I mean, I remember this day like it was yesterday. As soon as he told me, I shook his hand. I said, thank you. Like, let's keep in touch. And I went back and told my office coordinator at the time, Coach Oliver, and told him that he gave me a scholarship. And he's like, no way. I was like, yes, he did. And it was from there. They were proud, and I was excited. I couldn't wait to tell my mom. It was just a great day.
That's quite an accomplishment.
How do you think they're going to do down between the head Saturday against the Dirty Dogs?
Oh, Terry.
I think we're pulling off the upset this week.
Okay.
I hear you.
I think y'all got together and
no, we didn't lose it.
Because that's the second person I said, the only reason Austin Peay's not going to win is because he's not playing tomorrow night. And see, and I thought that's a pretty good answer.
Well, yeah, that is a good answer. It maybe it'll be closer than we think.
All right. Well, let me ask Joey. Joey, we're going to pick on Coach over there. What's some of your favorite expressions or things that he does in practice that sometimes get y'all ticked?
My favorite things that, like, make us laugh?
Yeah. Remember, it's a PG-rated show. He's not going to make you run because we're documented. So we'll
maybe he doesn't make them laugh.
I don't know. He does be pretty serious at practice. You know, he's laughing off-field. But off-field, he gets on to people. He'll crack a few jokes with them. You know, he'll just start baking people sometimes.
Yes, I know the feeling.
Probably the most important thing after 3 years of being with Coach K, learning countless things on the field. He told me the most important thing to take away from him being my coach is when I get married, if I ever want to do laundry, I got to wash it on cold and never dry anything.
That's right, especially the delicate. and don't put the reds in the whites.
Don't mix the colors with the whites.
I saw a beautiful white silk blouse that turned out pink, but we don't discuss that. That was 30 years ago. But what about next year? What are the plans after graduation? Do you plan on playing the next level, or what are your thoughts?
Nah, next year I think I'm just going to go to Mississippi State, become a student.
Good. What are you going to study down at Starkville?
I think I'm going to major in biology, and plan to go on to med school after that.
And your GPA would be right now?
Right now, like 4.5.
Holy mackerel.
That's more than 4.0, I guess.
Well,
right?
Terry, you're not good at math. The answer is that if you double mine, it would have been a 4.5.
Well, Joey and I are similar because I majored in biology, too. The only thing is I didn't go to medical school, so that's great. And with a 4.5, that's
really... Well, no, he's young and he's fast, too, and you're neither. That's great. Congratulations. What about Jario? What are you planning on studying?
I plan on studying something in the business area. Not really sure 100% what I'm going to do, but something in that area.
Stay in the business. Get business, sales, marketing. You got personality. You got pizzazz. It'll work. And a doctor? Good. What type of doctor you plan on being?
I don't know yet. Maybe always been fascinated with brains. So
well, with see, you can operate on mine. Go in and go, there's nothing here. No, see, it would be one of those. Well, it's good to have you. What about any predictions for tomorrow night? This is no bulletin board material for the Eagles, but what are your thoughts on the game tomorrow night?
I don't know. It's gonna be a good one. Eagles got a great defense, great offense, so I think we're gonna stick with them and pull out that W. But it's gonna be a good game for sure.
What about the section? Are they gonna show up tomorrow night?
The section is for sure gonna show up tomorrow night. We got some fun things planned for tomorrow.
They're gonna be loud and proud.
Oh yeah,
sounds good. Jarrell, your thoughts on the game tomorrow night?
I feel like it's gonna be a great game. We practiced really hard this week. Had a very physical day yesterday at the end of practice with our defense and our offense. We keep our starting O-line in on offense to give our defensive line a good look. So I feel like we're going to have a good day, a good night tomorrow night. Good game plan. Just we expect a lot of great things tomorrow night.
I'll tell you what I like. They've had two tough weeks back-to-back. I mean, they ran into a top 3, 4, 5 team, both of them, in the state. They're sitting here, and they're not overconfident, but they're confident. They're focused, and they're confident. Terry, that's a formidable flow.
The resilience of being young, Stormy. There's another game to play. You got to forget about that one last week, and I'm sure they did that come Sunday or Saturday or whenever it was, and you just buckle your chin strap and you're ready to go. What's going to be important for y'all to win tomorrow night, Jared?
We're planning on we gotta have great defense, great defensive stops next week. I mean, this tomorrow. We gotta have great offense. We emphasize keep chopping. We don't need a big plays every play. We just keep chopping for 4 or 5 yards each play. Just keep chopping. Stand in shape. We feel like we're in shape. We run a lot after practice all the time. We just feel like our defense is getting better. We've been working a lot of one on ones and just the drills because we know it's against a Division I receiver. We know I've been growing up with TJ's great players, so we know that we gotta be able to stop, contain him, and contain Isaiah and even their running back, great quarterback. So we just know that we need to contain and just play our game.
Who's gonna draw TJ?
Zay Pickens.
All right, can he handle it?
Go pick.
I believe he can. Zay is a junior now. He's been playing with me all my high school career. Me and him, I'm gonna give him blows when he needs it. I'm gonna come in and, you know, because we both play running back, so we need to, you know, keep each other good stamina wise, and just we feel like we got a good game plan for tomorrow.
Sounds good,
guys. Good luck. And one more question. Do you think it's going to be a high scoring game or a low scoring? Do you have a feel for that?
I couldn't tell you. I think it's going to be both teams are scoring really high or both teams are scoring really low.
He showed his doctor. He was showing that mind. He was sleeping.
Good answer.
That mind was turning. You could see that doctor in him going, well, let's analyze this a little bit more before we make any predictions. We'll have to have another x-ray there, Miss Merrill. Sounds good. What fine young gentleman. Glad to have you. Hope you join. If Coach allows it, get you some Stroud's barbecue, but get you some banana pudding, whatever. Congratulations on your offer. Congratulations on Mississippi State. And I'll bring back a W tomorrow night. All three of my kids graduation centennial, and I'm supposed to be objective, but it's tough. I'm just telling you. Congratulations, Terry. Your thoughts?
Sounds good, Stormy. It's going to be a great game, and I better get there early for that one as well.
So, yeah.
Daniel Lindy, it doesn't get any better than that.
Tailgating starts at 5 o'clock at Centennial. Our pregame's at 6:30, and the kickoff is at 7 p.m. Let's do this. Let's take a Keelan where we're behind. Let's take a quick 2-minute break. We'll come back on the other side to finish up our high school segment. This is Coach's Corner here on AM 950.
Flag World has the largest inventory of flags, flag poles, and flag-related merchandise in Middle Tennessee. Hello, I'm Craig Eilerman, owner and operator of Flag World. We offer a full range of flags and flag-related products, including state, military, historical, outdoor, decorative designs, as well as indoor and outdoor flagpoles. Flag World is a very patriotic business and works very hard to get as many products as we can that are made in the United States. We offer in-ground flagpole sales and installation throughout Middle Tennessee and into Kentucky. For many years, we have done both residential and commercial. We are conveniently located at 401 Cool Springs Boulevard, 1/2 mile west of Interstate 65. You can reach us at 615-778-9791 or visit our website at flagworldamerica.com.
Matthews Team Sports is your full-service team sporting goods dealer. Online stores, in-house screen printing, top brands such as Adidas, Under Armour, and Gatorade. We handle teams from middle schools to universities and everything in between. Visit us at MatthewsTeamSports.com. Locally owned and operated, on-time delivery, and customer satisfaction are our top priority. Any sport, any season, any equipment, or any apparel need. Our team is ready to serve your team. Contact us now at MatthewsTeamSports.com.
When you need plumbing and electric supplies, you need the convenience and service you find at Discount Plumbing and Electric. Service begins with knowledgeable, friendly folks like the people at Discount Plumbing and Electric. You'll go from a novice to having the confidence of a pro when you visit Discount Plumbing and Electric. And don't forget about their lighting showroom, where you'll find a beautiful assortment of ceiling fixtures, ceiling fans, and light fixtures. Discount Plumbing and Electric, 101 Century Court in Franklin and in North Columbia on the Nashville Highway. See Discount Plumbing and Electric.
And we're back at Trials. What a great time we had with Coach Matt Kreisky and the Centennial Cougars, Jarrell Wilson, and also Mr. Joey Gustafson. I'm going to not do the F. Gustafson. That's it. And what a fine-looking young crew there. They're rip-roaring, ready to go tomorrow night. They've got the Eagles from Independence coming in. Coach Scott Blades and his Eagles put up 42 points last week against Summit. And I got to tell you, Summit didn't lay down and roll over dead either. They kept coming back and coming back. With a freshman quarterback, that Mr. Destin Wade came in the second quarter, played some really good ball, and George Odomegwu You keep him healthy, that kid can flat out take it to the house.
He had 102 yards rushing, storm in 16 carries. He is a player, there's no doubt about it. And that big surprise when he threw that option pass to a touchdown, I heard you describe that.
Fourth and eight.
Yeah.
They faked a toss lead to the right. He rolled out to the left and could have run for 6 or 7 yards.
Yeah.
And then when the cornerback came up, he threw it over his head. I thought, man, that's a great play. And they converted on 3 fourth down plays, mm-hmm. fourth and eight, fourth and 11, fourth and 15.
938 yards total offense in that game, 500 by Indy and 438 Summit.
I'll tell you, when I got home Friday night, I had an 18-hour work day. I took exhaustion to a whole new level. I was gassed. I talked to you Saturday morning. I didn't drink coffee. I just started with the needle right through the veins.
That's right. IV caffeine. Well, Summit should get well tomorrow night. It's going to play White County on a 16-game losing streak, 0-2 right now.
Yeah. Coach Coleman will like having that game.
Yep. And then, of course, Indy going to Centennial. How do you see that Independence Centennial game? Of course, each team giving up about 40 points a game. That's a number. And, you know, would you look for both teams to score quite a few points?
It's going to come down to depth.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just tell you, talent-wise, I think they're really close and equal. Indy has a few more guys on the depth scenario. But then again, if you had to pull out one player, T.J. Sheffield, he and Jarrell in a class by themselves. They really are.
Yeah.
But boy, what a fine young man. Joey Gustafson. I'm going to have trouble saying tomorrow.
Gustafson. Yeah.
Well, it's easy for you to say. Just say
Joey G.
Joey G. I'm talking J.G. The bottom line is he's a fine young man. 4 or 5 overall. Going to be a bed student. Lord have mercy.
Well, Stormy, if you're a Centennial fan, you got to be concerned about Sheffield and Collier on the outside like they did last week against somebody. I really think that's a big key.
Yeah.
And if Centennial can contain that passing game, they've got a shot.
Well, Centennial is really strong in their defensive backfield. They have as good an athleticism in the defensive backfield as probably any team in the Mid-State area. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to cause issues. I don't think you stop them. I think you slow them down.
Yeah.
And that's going to be an effort. But then again, on the other side of the ledger, with Huner, I forget who the other kid is, but for Indy, they're strong. They've got a strong defensive backfield also.
Yeah.
The only weakness that I saw from Independence was in the defensive line.
Yeah.
And with Jarrell running the ball, I got to be honest with you, Centennial is going to probably give him 18 to 20 touches. He's going to make hay.
If Centennial can slow the game down and grind it out a little bit and make some long, sustained drives, I think that'll be really important, too, to keep the ball away from Indy. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. If I had a plan or say-so in the coaching plan, I would find a way. And Coach Quarks kind of, I don't say he alluded to it, but he mentioned one that he started 4 juniors on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
He said he saw marked improvement from game one to game two. Hendersonville is always big. They're tough.
Yeah.
And Ravenwood has got a great defensive line. They went up against two of the top as good defensive lines. And say, if there's a weakness, when folks in Indy, don't get mad at me, but if there's a weakness, it's going to be in their defensive front.
Yeah.
The front four.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm just telling you right now.
And Stormy, let's look at the impact of this game on the regional standings. Centennial already 0-1 in the region I'm talking about now for playoffs. They don't need to go down 0-2 early in the season. On the other hand, Independence, this is their first regional game after losing to Oakland and beating Summit last week, who's in Class 5A. So it's a really big game in terms of the regional standings and playoff situation, especially this early in the season. And it's a third consecutive home game for Centennial, and they only have 2 more home games remaining after tomorrow night. And so I don't know what that means, but it's a quirk in the schedule, I guess.
Well, one of them will be the game we have if they play Summit. That's the 9th game of the year.
That's right. Well, and the other one is, if I can find my notes here, the only other home game they have is Dixon County in 2 weeks.
A vastly
and that's it.
Improved. Unfortunately, they're going to have Franklin on the road. They're going to have Brentwood on the road.
They've got Ravenwood, Franklin, and Hillsborough in consecutive weeks on the road in late September. So there you go.
Well, one thing about Coach Kreisky, he knows what he's doing. It's a tough situation, Centennial, because it's always, if you get more than 55 to 60 players out ever, even when Brian Rector was there, they never had more than 60. And that's just the way it turns out.
Yeah.
And it's a numbers game.
It is.
It's a numbers game, especially. And when we mentioned, I asked about the heat in August. Every coach, they've all rolled their eyes like, good grief, please bring in some cool fall weather. Because it's brutal. I mean, I love the heat. But even the other day after working in the yard,
2 or 3 hours, I was spent. And I can't imagine playing a football game.
Especially 3 in the month of August.
Right.
Really, Sherman, let's look at the Franklin Rebels last week. They really put it together 24-7 over Riverdale over in Murfreesboro. Josh Nichols, 15 of 20, 252 yards. He had a big night, 3 touchdowns. And Chancellor LeBright caught a couple of passes for 101 yards and 1 touchdown. The experts, and that's not us, say that Riverdale is not as good as they have been, but you got to believe this really works well for Franklin's confidence to win a game like that last week, especially going into to the Ravenwood game tomorrow night.
Timely, and that should be a really good ball game. If we could be, unfortunately, due to our age and our speed, we can't be in two places at one time. We would love to be at Franklin unveiling the new field, to watch the Raptors coming in and watch the Raptors and the Rebels go at it. I think that's going to be quite a contest. Last week was a really uptick in the morale boost for the Rebels. Yes, Riverdale is down. I will tell you this, the Raptors are a different animal compared to Riverdale.
Yep.
I'm just telling you, there's daylight and dark differences. There's no weaknesses for Ravenwood. They you'll find that their offense is balanced, probably put them 500 yards of offense and about 50-50 on running and passing. And defensively, there's no drop-off, even though they lost, 8-9 starters from last year's season. Coach Matt Daniel, I don't know what he's doing and what's in the water over at Ravenwood, but they're doing a fabulous job reloading.
No doubt. And, Stormy, that game last week, Ravenwood had 21-17 over Spiegel, and there were 5 lead changes in that game. That really, I think, did. Ravenwood needed that kind of a game.
Yeah, I think they overlooked Spiegel.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you, I think they went in, they kind of looked ahead.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, they had a tough game with Centennial. Centennial, I think, took a lot of starts out of their shirts, just to be honest with you. I think they overlooked Spiegel, and then they maybe looked ahead to Franklin. So they were kind of in one of those, what do you call it, segue games. It's just,
right.
And I think Spiegel just came out and just kind of laid the wood to
him. And it was good. And, Tony Rice, he's been a phenom. 21 carries, 148 yards. In 2 games, he's got over 300 yards rushing. And you talk about Brian Garcia. You alluded to this a minute ago. They are very balanced on offense. And what I want to see tomorrow night, I want to see how the Franklin defense does with this Ravenwood offense. I think that may be one of the keys to the game because Franklin and Donnie Webb has gone on record as saying this might be one of his best defenses he's ever had. I think really that part is going to be extremely
important. We saw the defense. They went nip and tuck with Brentwood, the game we did with them. And if you look at it was a bad snap. Gave Brentwood basically a 7-0 lead when they recovered a fumble at the 10-yard line. But I really admired what Franklin did. They came back and played with poise. They didn't get their heads down. They didn't shoulders weren't slumping. They weren't backbiting or something. They just turned it up and kept playing.
Yeah, they sure did. And Stormy, the impact on the standings here again, similar to what we talked about with Centennial a while ago. This is a huge game for both teams. But if Franklin loses this game tomorrow night, they're going to be 0-2 in the region. You remember they lost to Brentwood in the opener. And if they can beat Ravenwood, though, then it's a whole new ball game. The Rebels would be 1-1. Ravenwood would be 1-1. And if Independence wins at Centennial, they'd be 1-0. So it'll be wide open.
It's getting convoluted.
Yeah, it really is. And just so you'll know, I got these numbers today from somebody. Ravenwood leads the overall series 8-7 over Franklin since 2004. And you remember they lost that tough one last year, 13-10. But Ravenwood has won 5 of the last 6 against Franklin. For what it's worth, and they've all been close, and I think tomorrow night's going to be close as well. What do you think?
I'm making that. I don't know where you got those notes, but thank you. I will use those if I catch them.
They won 5 of the last 6.
I got it.
If you needed that.
But, already wrote it down.
Anyway, it's a new turf at Franklin. It's a regional opening game in the region for them at home.
I'm looking forward to seeing how the Franklin running attack accelerates. If I saw Matt Gocka turn the corner on a phantom holding call, and I have 2 Franklin faithful right behind us. They all said amen, praise the Lord, and passed the collection plate. But I saw him take it 68 yards. That kid, he's 6'3", 205. He runs like a deer.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, he's a beautiful runner. But and I'll tell you, on this side of the ledger, that Tony Rice, man, he can put a foot in the ground. He can stop on a dime on that new turf and change direction.
Oh, yeah.
The fact it's not going to be, it may be raining tomorrow night.
Who cares, right?
On that field, Centennial, we're going to be playing
that's a whole different ball game there. But think about this: Matt Daniels said before the season that the weakest part of his defense was going to be the secondary, and that has shown to be true so far. So if Franklin can keep their passing attack going like they did last week and mix that with Gaka's running, that would bode well for their offense, especially against the Ravenwood secondary.
Chancellor Bright made a really nice catch on a square end. I think it was third and 10. I think it was third and 10 about going in the fourth quarter to tie the ball game. He's a big target. He's a big target. He's over 6 foot, got big hands, very quick, close his feet, and he faked the outside move and cut back in right to the goalpost. And they four, I mean, Nick Nichols just hit him right and drive right between the one and the zero.
Tony, we mentioned before the game, we're going to talk about Brentwood in a second, but before the game, before the show, or at the beginning of the show, we've got Murphy Fair, the Guru's upset special of the week. We're going to have that every week.
Oh, you have to.
It just so happens that we have some people in the house.
I see where you're
Murphy
going.
Fair's upset special of the week happens to be here in Williamson County. He is picking the Franklin Rebels to upset Ravenwood's Raptors. So mark it down.
I'm going to write.
There you go.
I'm writing it down. Okay, you heard it first right here. And Murphy Fair's phone number, 615.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying what he said. But,
well, you're able to say,
and you know what?
615-812, blah, 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 blah.
Well, you know, that would be an upset. But if you had to put a number on it, I think if there was a line, I think it'd be really close. I think it's going to be a close game. And I just think Franklin's defense, if they can do the job, they've got a chance to win that game. That's the big thing. But we've already talked about
that. Well, coaching, you know, Coach D's and Donnie Webb, we'll see. Well, I'm going to brag because his mother's sitting right here. I did watch Cooper Falk, and he guarded Avery Williams. He also had Chase Bishop. And they did nothing but a little short square out. They gave up, what, 3-4 yards a time. They were never burned on a deep route. And there was one time, and Avery Williams, I watched him in two different scrimmages. Cooper was lined up on him face-to-face right in his helmet. He probably knew what kind of gum he was chewing. The bottom line, he gave him no room at all. So the defense is, that's good coaching. Yeah. That's good athleticism. Should be fun to watch. And we could be there.
That's going to be a big part of the game. So let's talk about Brentwood real quick. Lost a tough one last week to Cane Ridge, 27-24. Total offense is pretty much the same for each team. It did them in the third quarter. But Devon Starling, you know about him. Yeah. Cane Ridge, 25 carries, 190 yards, and he really did the damage along with an interception in the third quarter. But having said that, Brentwood has got to go to Dixon tomorrow night. And all of a sudden, here's Dixon County, 2-0, pretty good football team, and they need to be careful.
I thought, and I got to be honest with you, and I'm going to make the Rebel fan out of here. I thought you were going to say the upset of the week may have been Brentwood at Dixon County.
Well, that's what the guru said. I didn't say it.
Well,
I mean, I'm going to say this.
Murphy's been known to be wrong, okay? And I got to tell you, now, Coach Crawford, if you're listening, don't get mad. But if I had to pick one, that'd be my pick.
Well, you can make a case for that. You really could. Because Dixon County's playing probably better right now than they have in a long time.
Playing at home, they look confident. And
that's a regional game. And
I just got one of those feelings.
Yep.
And Brentwood's not an upset stomach either.
Well, Brentwood's undefeated in the region, 1-0 after beating Franklin. So they need to win this game tomorrow to keep that, you know, going. Granzo had a big week last week, 241 yards passing. So
I tell you, write his name down. This kid, the sophomore, he has got T-A-L-E-N-T written all over his jersey.
Oh, yeah.
This kid's going to be fun to watch. I'm looking forward to watching him mature as a quarterback, too. I'm not ready for baseball season yet. He's just getting football season. But I can't wait to watch him play baseball next year. And then in 3 years, he's going to be at Vanderbilt.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be on the team also with Robert Hassel Jr., who played on the U.S. Middle League World Series champions years back. So should be a lot of fun.
Should be. Tommy, we got to talk about Page and Nolensville last week. Woo! 38-35, Patriots go 2-0 as they scored 28 unanswered points after trailing by 3 touchdowns. What a job by quarterback Cade Walker, the Gateway Tire Player of the Week.
That's my next lady.
19 of 34, 246 passes, 246 yards, and 4 touchdowns. And Nolensville is a good football team.
Yeah.
They're going to get Marshall County and that bunch in 4-4, a good run for their money. But this Page team, Tommy, the only thing that bothers me about Page is, as we talked about, you and I, Bubba Johnson is gone, and they don't have that stud back to sort of complement that passing game. That may be an issue down the road.
Well,
I don't know.
We don't know, but Coach Rathbone addressed that initially at the media day. He said, we don't talk about people who aren't here.
Well, true enough.
He said, next. I mean, that was the first question, and he cut the reporter's legs out right then and there. And so I say the same thing. Move on. Kay Walker is just a junior, and with the poise he's playing with, what I'm admiring, Coach Rathbone is a grinded out
offensive line, 3 yards, cloud of the dust type of mentality as a football player. But he's having to adapt with what he's got. Page, I got to tell you something. Page is there to be reckoned with. And who they got them on?
They go to Franklin County, and that's an undefeated 2-0 team. That's a regional game, too.
Well, just don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if Page gets that ball to that win, come back 3-0, and then the week after that, they will be at Ravenwood, which is a possible WAKM game of the week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, but, you know, this, I don't want to say trap game, but Page needs to be ready to play down there tomorrow. That's a long road trip.
Yeah.
They got a really good quarterback at Franklin County this year, so I'm told. So they've got to take them one at a time. And tomorrow night's Franklin County.
Who's coaching down there, Franklin County?
Mac, I knew you'd ask me that, and I don't have my book with me.
That's
right
okay.
Now.
That's, I was going to say, well, Tim Johnson went back to where?
Tim Johnson's at Lincoln County.
Lincoln, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that was,
yeah.
Okay.
That's right. But Page 2-0, Nolensville's got Spring Hill tomorrow night, a game they should win based on the way they've been playing. And Storm, I'll tell you one thing, that that Dooley kid.
Colton Dooley.
I couldn't think of his first name.
Wait a minute, you don't fear but forget the name Colton. That's
I know.
Forget Colton.
That's why I was trying to so hard to think of it. But they had 437 yards total offense last week, and he had 168 yards rushing. That's a good football team in Nolensville.
Yes.
And then, of course, Fairview, our good friend Chris Hughes, 49-22, no problem last
that
week.
49-0.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Just he put in the cheerleaders and he said, he sent me a text, Storm, he said, if you don't play quarterback second half, we could use you.
Well, they're rolling now because they got Brock Harris, 200 yards passing, and Cam Harris-Lusk is all over the place.
How many receptions did he have last
week? He caught 3 for 94, but he also rushed for 36 yards.
Well, 3 for 94, he gives him 16 for two ball games.
But the bell cow running back is a kid named Logan Nardozzi, 9 carries, 139 yards. So this Fairview team is going to go, they're going to go probably second, third round of the playoffs.
Fairview has got an offensive line that some colleges would be jealous of.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they're averaging about 285.
It's the biggest since he's been there, right?
He said it's the biggest we've ever had.
Yeah. No problem tomorrow night. They've got Stewart County.
Yeah, they'll.
Who's 0-2.
Yeah, poor Stewart County.
Yeah. And Stormer, real quick, BGA, Coach Rock Batten's got it going. 45-0 last week over Nashville Christian, who is usually a pretty good program.
Simpsonville quarterback can fling it.
Yep. He had 260 yards passing last week, and they've got a good passer. Excuse me, on the road tomorrow night, a game they should win.
Big crowds of back catcher Bob will show up and force a good passer. Good passer's never been the same since David Martin left.
That's true.
They've never been the same.
You can make a case for that. You know, they've got this kid named Tico Bennett who's going to Georgia Tech. He does it all.
Yes.
This is a good football team. Stormy, again, mark your calendar. I believe it's September 14th, CPA at BGA. There you go.
All right. I hate to say it. The back catcher Bob's going to be happy with me. CPA's going to come in. CPA is SDR. O-N-G strong.
They are good. Brentwood Academy, 43-3 over Father Ryan last night. Storm, I got to tell you, I was a little surprised with that score. I thought our good friend Brian Rector would really give him a better game than that, but it didn't happen.
Well, he said Terry, you and Stormy weren't able to play.
I guess so.
We just ran out of gas.
I guess so, but it's all on the ground, Brentwood Academy now, so that's another thing to keep your eye on. This quarterback has not thrown the ball hardly at all. Will they need him to do that down the road?
I don't know. I'll say this. I did watch B.A. and Ravenwood. Are you Franklin fans? I watched B.A. and Ravenwood scrimmage 2 weeks before the season, and Ravenwood manhandled B.A. Manhandled them.
Wouldn't it be neat if they played each other in the regular season just to see what would happen?
Yep.
It would.
It would be Ravenwood would beat them 35-21.
Yep, absolutely.
I'd write it down.
All right. Well, Stormy, there you go. And y'all are going to be on the air tomorrow night, you and Marcus Stone, at Centennial High School, I believe at 6:30.
Yes. 6:30, and thank goodness Coach Christ, he's not going to make me climb up on the roof.
Especially if it's raining. That's a good thing.
Well, I've been up on the roof when it's raining. There have been nights when we had that old tower. And I'm up there and I'm pulling that tower down. It's thunder and lightning. And I'm thinking, I'm doing this in a hobby. What am I doing on this roof with wind blowing 40 miles an hour? You were in the press box, all I remember.
Well, I didn't climb on many roofs.
You were the smart one that time.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, we've got Titans football coming up right after the show here.
We do. Yeah. Keelan Fisher, appreciate your great job on the board. We're going to make a transition from Stroud's Barbecue. We you can still got time to come by, or you call them in advance, 615-595-0200. You can get the loaded baked potato. Michelle Polk enjoyed that tonight. I think she ate every bite, and I won't try getting in trouble saying that. And you can get that for $5.99 to special, or you can feed a family for four for $15.99. Get you a family four pack. Take it home, turn on the tube, watch the Titans play the Vikings, and you'll have a big time. For Terry Merrill and Keelan Fisher, this is Stormy Mitchell, and tune in tomorrow night. We'll be in the Cougar Den, pregame 6:30, kickoff 7 p.m. as the Pipeline Independence Eagles take on the Cougars of Centennial at the WAKM Gaming League. Good night, everybody. Appreciate y'all tuning in to Coach One.
This has been the Coach's Corner, live from Stroud's Barbecue on WAKM with your host, WAKM Sports Director Stormy Mitchell and Terry Merrill. Join us for the WAKM Game of the Week and be here next Thursday at Stroud's Barbecue for another Coach's Corner.